Sing your song, boy.
WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1 FM.
Go ahead, Kevin.
All the way from the coast to the sea.
Tony Smith, y'all. Don Curry, y'all. It's from Washington, if you please.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
3 o'clock hour.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. That Kevin Boyd would.
What you gonna do on WFDU?
What? 3 o'clock hour.
What you gonna do right here on WFDU? 89.1 FM.
WFDU.
Oh,
89.1
FM.
89.1 FM.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
It's the 3 o'clock
hour.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? WFDU. It's the 3 o'clock
hour. Yeah.
What you gonna do?
And
WFDU.
Go ahead, Kev.
Make your pledge to WFDU.
Yeah. Kevin Moore on the line, y'all. Our West Coast correspondent in the house. Log into kevinmooremusic.org. What's going on, Kev?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
All right. Hey, Don, did you see the message that Kevin left on my Facebook page? That Kevin Moore is a mess, boy. I asked him, man, how'd you get all them friends so fast?
Yeah, it's easy.
That Corey.
Say what?
What'd you say? I don't forget what I wrote. All right, so I just be writing. Whatever the Lord get me, I write it.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to Lene Battle. She's tuned in.
Yeah.
Brother Kev. She's online right now streaming.
Shout out
to checking us out at Facebook. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Shout out to Brother Ian Johnson, singer extraordinaire.
Oh yeah, he's tuned in?
Yeah, he says we killing that 3 o'clock song. Killing it.
That's okay. You, Don.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Don Corey and Kevin Moore doing their thing vocally.
Tony's doing something too.
Now, if y'all want to know how to get all the friends on Facebook, that's what I did. I said, Tony said, how'd you get all the friends so fast? I said, I've been using this new network tool called the T. Smith Networking Guide to a Million Friends in a Month, only $19.99. Black card food stamps are accepted.
That makes it easy.
Go to TonySmith.com. Get your copy today.
Get your black card for your high-end shopping and your food stamps.
For your low-end shopping.
You don't have to pay all that money at the soup store.
Get you some possum slippers. As a free gift.
Get you a can of Spam so you can make some Spam sandwiches. All for an Amiga price. You can't beat that price. You can't beat that with a stick.
By slamming the door on his head.
Use that same stick to beat up that possum with, man.
Multitasking,
right? Sister Lisa says give her a call, Kev. She keeps it hit me up on a text message every now and then.
Is she on Facebook?
Nah, man, she ain't on Facebook yet.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, we ain't worried about her now.
Get ready.
God bless you. I think Phyllis answered on MySpace. You better come on over.
That's right, Phyllis. Come on over, girl.
Phyllis, you on my Facebook yet?
I don't think so. I still see her light on MySpace. So shout out to the fellas, Ty and Nicole.
Yes.
Wesley, yes. Phyllis MC. Everybody in the crew, JP, get up. That
JP fell asleep, man. That boy got his mouth open right about now. With his head back. You know that look right now?
Yeah.
And your head laid back, mouth open.
That's right.
Got that drool going down the and side of your face.
Snoring up. That loud snore.
Your brother was in a sleep coma the last time he left out of there.
Low rumble.
Yeah, he sure was.
still sleep coma told
me to out. Hey, Don, you want to tell that story? You want to tell that story on the air?
Which one?
About JP when we were recording the song.
Kevin, I'm in the booth, you know, doing the vocal part, like background part. And I had did my part and finished, and I noticed it kept going back up because he had looped it.
We were at JP's studio recording our song.
He was knocked out. And I was trying to, like, get his attention. I didn't want to shout because if I shout, it was going to get into the microphone. Yeah. I was trying to get Tony's attention, telling him that he sleep to wake him up.
He fell asleep at the board.
Can I tell you?
With his son in his hand?
No. Thank God he wasn't, because he probably would have dropped him. Daddy?
That JP was out cold, man, head down. He was tired. He had been up all night for the past couple of days. But
wow.
That was hilarious. JP out cold.
So what was you doing? Tony was just looking at him. What?
I was on my phone. You know, I should have took a picture. I wasn't even thinking, Don. I should have took a picture. And I had my camera with me, too. I should have videotaped that.
Head slapped, head back, and mouth wide open.
Is the truth, Winnie.
He's like, well, is this live or Memorex?
Well, really Sister Paris had come and got that baby earlier.
Right.
Wow.
He was dropped that baby. He was gone.
Y'all could have rolled him out in the chair in the hallway. Just let him
You sit here. We'll go in the rest of the session.
Right, exactly.
You're not doing us no good.
That boy was tired.
Wake up in here.
I definitely enjoyed Mother McCracken earlier.
Yeah, man.
It was a blessing.
Definitely the truth. Yeah. God is good, man. So, definitely want to give a shout out to everybody, but definitely, man, keep doing what you're doing. Y'all call in, show your support, give your pledges. This is the last week, the next week.
Yeah. This is the last week, man. It's the last show.
It's the last week.
So we're definitely praying that we're going to be around another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 10 years.
That's right, man.
They move us to daytime. You know, that's what we're pushing for.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, I'm trying to get Lene. Lene's trying to log on, man. She says buffering. Give her a minute. So I'm waiting until she gets on there.
Friend of mine.
Oh, she doesn't know how to get on there or what? Huh? Is she lost or what?
Why don't you give a call and find out, man? Help a sister out.
What is she saying in the email?
She just said it's still buffering.
Yeah, a friend of mine is saying he can't get on either. What in the world?
Now, what is she trying to do, the radio or the video stream?
I'm going
to
send her the video stream right now, Kev. I'm typing that in as we speak. Because she's still on. You can still see us, right?
Yeah, I see her. Yeah, I still see you guys.
Yeah.
But I was chatting with her a minute ago. I was telling her. But I guess she didn't know that you were streaming.
Yeah.
She said she was chatting. She said, I didn't know it was online. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what kind of computer she's working with. I heard your comment last week, Corey, big head.
What?
I was talking about update my computer. That was the stream was gone out.
Oh, I can't even remember.
It's been so long ago, right?
So much has transpired since then.
Yeah, we were, shout out to the peoples up in Portland, Oregon. We were up there this past weekend. Did a pre-Valentine's event and worshiped at Highland at 9 a.m. Pastor Hardy, and then at Vancouver Avenue Baptist for the 11 o'clock, and then hit the plane at 5:30 in the evening, headed back home. So pretty busy weekend.
Wow.
Chatted with Tony earlier today, so giving him the 411 on how things went. Looking forward to next weekend, next Friday. Kirk Whalen will be in the house.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Mr. John Stoddard. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely looking forward to
getting
my copy of that DVD. Yeah. Well, the last time they brought him out, I did play two songs before he played this year. And normally, this like his fourth time come, normally I'll go out with the rest of the committee, and they pick him up, and we go out and have dinner. Always get to enjoy those few hours with them prior to the show. We'll see what's going to happen this time around. If he comes in, I think the last time he came, he was running a little late, so we did like a quick lunch, and then he went right to the, you know, to his room, and then got ready for the show. So,
right.
But the first couple times, I did get to spend a few hours with them talking.
Trying to get some tips, Kev? You got some tips, man?
Some nuggets. See his before and after rituals before the show.
Right.
Brother Ben, I walked in one time. He was in there seriously giving up some prayer, you know.
Yeah.
It's devotion time, you know, so he's the real deal.
Yeah. He's in seminary now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
These brothers, they're pushing me, man. I need to go back and go to seminary. Go to something.
Amen. Amen, Elder. Elder Mo.
Elder Mo.
Ella.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Oh,
what you got going on, Big Tom?
Let's see. This weekend, Saturday, doing a banquet for the New York Women's Missionary Society at 12 o'clock from 12 to 4. And then on Sunday, a double dose. I'm over in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey. I'll be over at Israel Memorial AME Church, 54 Lincoln Street in Newark, New Jersey. And then in the afternoon at 5. You know that church?
Yeah.
Reverend Dietra Ball. Dietra Bell. Reverend Dietra Bell.
Church. It's on Elizabeth Avenue or Clinton?
It's on Lincoln, actually. Lincoln Street, Newark.
Oh, okay.
And then at 5 o'clock, I'm doing an event at the River Room right there on Riverside Drive. It's a Black History event that's going to be a lot of people out there in that piece. Wow. And then the following weekend out in Philly on the 27th at St. Paul AME Church, and the following night on the 28th out in Springfield, Pennsylvania. That's at 12 o'clock. Now I got to get right back over here to Brooklyn at 7 o'clock for another event. So all over.
So, Tony, do you got your bishop's license in the AME church yet?
No, Kevin.
He's a bishop. Just when we visit AME.
Yo, Kevin, Nicole says hello, man.
What's up, Nicole? Westchester. When am I going to see y'all on the screen? When they coming in to get on the video? Good job.
One of these days, they have to come on back in here.
Yeah. With Todd in his lime green suits. Bring that on in.
Oh, I see Lene Battle is finally in.
She in there. Okay.
Hey, Lene, right how on. You doing? She's finally in.
Right on, Lene. Got you in there.
What's going on, girl? She's has a new project coming out later this spring, too. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, sir. She ain't no joke, man. She got some skills.
Yeah, man. No doubt about it. Now, you've known her for a while, right, Kev?
Yeah, I would say at least 5 years, possibly six. We see each other, even if we don't see each other every year, we are talking, you know. Just staying in touch and just making sure, you know, encouraging one another and just do all we have to do, you know, as an independent artist.
Right.
But she's definitely worked with some heavyweights. I know she's done some stuff in the past with Tone and some of the other cats down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely a gifted and anointed artist. So, yeah, I'll be on the lookout. I think some of her stuff has her video at one point had played on. Gospel.
Okay.
Video rotations. I don't know. What was the name of that show? Is it called Gospel Videos or what's it called?
Video Gospel.
Video Gospel, yeah. So I think she may have that poster to her Facebook.
Okay.
But she's done some work with Mel Holder and various people. Definitely something I think you guys will enjoy as far as her music and just her overall ministry is definitely good. Yeah,
I
feel she got a word in her song.
Oh yeah.
for the peoples of God.
For the peoples of God, no doubt about it. She says she loves Kevin. He's my big brother. Oh, ain't that nice?
Yeah,
Kevin. Kevin's good people to have. I'll tell you, in your corner.
Alamo. Girl said Ella. Right. They said Ella.
Ella.
All right, Debo. All right, Debo. Shut it down.
Alamo.
Shout out to Doreen over there in the UK.
That's right. Shout out to Doreen. She's out there in the UK tuning in as well, along with Reginald Girard as well, tuning in from London.
Sent me a message earlier this week, so shout out to her. So they got peoples out there, man. We got peoples.
That's right. We got peoples. Peoples.
Peoples.
You know, peoples.
All the peoples.
Tell your peoples to call my peoples.
Greg Haynes, shout out to him as well.
At theguitar.com, that's right.
Yes, sir. Man, there's so many peoples.
Yeah.
Too many peoples. Got cousins and cousins. Yes, sir. Well, man, I'm going to let y'all get back to do what you do best, which is music. And again, to all the listeners and all supporters, keep doing what you do. Keep praying for Tony and the crew there. But definitely, this is the last night. Send your supports in. $5, $10, $15, $20, $1, whatever you can do, and keep Gospel Jazzations and all the other shows that are there at WFDU on the air, because definitely has been a blessing to me and my ministry, and I'm sure as well to others, even if you don't have a ministry, but I'm sure the program has definitely been a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And where else are you going to hear, you know, Don Corey and JP do their thing like they do, uncut, you know?
Nowhere.
Tony Smith, you know, throwing it down from all over the world. You know, that brother just brings stuff, you know. he got stuff that he ain't gonna tell nobody about. You know.
No, that's why we know he's the
president. I just pull it out on you right there.
That's why you know he's the president. His stuff is just under the lock and key. He got stuff in development that ain't gonna come out for 5 years, but he's gonna hit us with it. You know?
Highly classified.
I did that about 10 years ago, but y'all are outdated.
See.
Bernard Bell said that last week. He said, man, where's that at? Where can I get that at? Dookie Yom said that as well. Where can I get that at? Man, you can't pick that up.
Nah.
That's a Tony Smith exclusive. What?
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about? The Doobie Powell?
Doobie Powell, the Donald Hayes live.
Yeah.
Derek Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
Tony Dunn. You can only get that at Tony Smith. And Tony Smith card. You can't get it nowhere.
The Tony Smith card. Oh, my goodness. Lene Battle says you guys are hilarious, man.
she's funny, too, man. Don't let her fool you.
She's got jokes? She's got mad jokes?
She got mad jokes.
What? Well, yeah. Let me find out, Lene.
call in, and they give her the number.
201-692-2012. She's probably, what is it, about 12:20 over there in California?
Yeah, 12:23. Yeah.
All right. She may be laying around, you know, having some Häagen-Dazs ice cream or something like that, man. She ain't ready to come on. She ain't ready to call in here.
Call in and give you a report.
All right, fellas. Well, I'm about to get up on out of here.
Oh, she says you guys aren't ready for me.
Uh-oh. What?
What?
I want to be off already.
That's right.
That's right.
Stay with the word now.
Got you, girl. Won't start nothing, won't be nothing.
You get a free pair of possum slippers if you call in right now. You got 20 seconds.
20 seconds? That's
fuzzy
it.
Fuzzy and warm. They're fuzzy and warm.
You got one of the first three colors.
Okay, we thank you so much, partner.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You got to be blessed.
You too, man.
And I'm out.
All right.
Out.
Nicole, peace to you. Little possum.
Little possum. Thanks, Kevin Moore. Log on to the website, kevinmooremusic.org. Lene Battle, thank you, girl, for tuning in and logging on and checking us out behind the scenes, girl. This is where we do each and every Tuesday night into Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. until 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to give a shout out to Sister Robin Nymack out there in South Africa. Excuse me. She gave me a call on Saturday. I'm like, who is this? What's this number here? Weird number came up on my cell phone.
Oh, I know that's right.
And it was Robin calling all the way from South Africa.
Wow, just what time of day? Night was it?
It was like 10 o'clock at night over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what about over
here? It's 7 hour difference, so it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
But it sounded like she was just next door. It was a great connection.
That's where you get those foreign calls.
It's weird.
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning, right?
Hello.
Who this eel?
How are you?
You know that's right, Don Corey. All right, 3:25 in the a.m. We'll give a shout out to Sister Lorraine. Lorraine Sampson listening in to Gospel Jazzations on this morning. She says she has a couple of days off this week. She'll be able to tune in all nightly.
Oh, good.
All right, now. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah,
cup of
man.
Tea.
Cup of tea. A little something.
Cup of tie.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this morning and logging on to Gospel Jazzations TV as well. A few of y'all are tuned in. Appreciate that.
Praise the Lord.
Send y'all wave. Hand wave up there.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. We men on film.
Men on film.
201-692-2012 is the number. Send me email at Tony. Send me email at tony@tonysmith.com as well. I see Calvin B. Roan is also logging on to Gospel Jazzation. Want to give him a shout out.
I tell you, hobnobbing.
You know how I do. Kevin tell you about that black card?
Yeah. Get your black card. Get your food stamps. Well, we don't do food stamps here in the state of New Jersey anymore, Kevin. We have a card. An ATM card called Families First.
You remember the green stamps? Do they still do green stamps, man?
I don't know.
You don't remember those green stamps?
Everybody had to get the book. Grandmother, you get the book. And
yeah, I remember my grandmother
so
had
you
them
could
too.
Purchase.
Like, yeah.
Make major purchases.
Right.
That's
right.
How a lot of us got through.
Remember that book though, that big old book,
big old S&H green stamps.
S&H green stamps, right? They
and
rip
you
off
so many.
Whenever you made a purchase, they rip you off a whole long.
That's right.
Sheet of it
towards your next purchase.
Towards your next purchase. That's right.
Those were the days.
My grandmother had a drawer full of those, yeah. Man. And that was
every
one
wall
that
had a shadow box on it. A little box with the mirror, and you put your little knickknacks on reflection.
Come on, act like y'all little don't know. Porcelain. I know, Lene. I know you had some yourself, girl. Come on now.
Little porcelain poodles. Shadowbox.
Shadowbox, that's right. Oh, man. All right, 328 and 8. We're going to get some music going for you.
TV with one of the antennas broke.
Right. Had that aluminum foil at the top.
Or you had a hanger.
Hanger. Or using a screwdriver to turn the channel.
Turn the dial. Because that thing, it was plastic. I think the plastic would get old.
Always.
Crack off.
Always crack right off, man.
Look in the drawers. Can't you find my screwdriver? We'll use that. I guess they didn't have replacement parts.
No.
Back in those days.
Had to get a new TV at that point, man. Just trash that one or use it as a stool or something like that.
Exactly what to do when that picture went out. Go adjust the hanger. Say, no, right there, right there. That's...
Stay right there. Don't move. Stay right there.
Tap it on the side. UHF and VHF.
There you go. When that picture went out, you had to slam that bad boy upside. Come on now. Come on. There you go.
There it is.
In the picture
get the
now.
Get the snow off of it.
Right. All right, y'all. We were just reminiscing back in the day. 3:29 in the AM.
Back in the day.
Coming up at the 4:45, 5 o'clock hour, 2009 Stellar Award winner, saxophonist extraordinaire Angela Christie will be calling in from Atlanta. Telling us what's going on with her and what she's all about. That's a good friend right there, man. Good friend right there. Hope you're having a good time, Lene.
Yeah.
You know what, girl? I'm going to send this out to you. This is some more music coming to you from Kirk Whalum. You know I'm a big supporter of the music coming to you from Kirk Whalum and the Gospel According to Jazz series. And this is a song that's going to feature... I keep going back to this one. I can't let this one go. Make Me a Believer featuring Kevin Whalum on vocals. That's Kirk's younger brother. And Layla Hathaway as well on vocals. I'm going to send this out to you. Make Me a Believer. Lene, thank you for tuning in for a little bit, girl.
Thank
and checking
you
us
for
out
your support.
Behind the scenes. And Kevin Moore, thanks so much, man, for calling in. You be careful out there. Jim Martinez is also listening in from California, checking us out. Also, 3:30 in the morning. I'm going to check my email. I've been getting a lot of messages here on my phone.
I can't get my mind off that floor model.
That what?
You know, the TV stereo hi-fi set.
Hi-fi. That's
one side was the record player and the other TV in the middle.
Hey, and my father still has that in the basement somewhere, you know? Don't get rid of that. That's a museum piece.
And a nice oak wood.
Oak, that's right. Got to have the oak wood.
Beautiful oak wood finish.
And that record player had three speeds, 33 in the third, 45, and 78.
78. Just in case y'all had them old ones.
Yeah. Oh, man. And my father, on his, had that 8-track on the side. What? Had a slot for the 8-track. 8-track.
Oh, yes.
Hi-fi phonograph.
That's
and
right.
TV. Black and white.
Hi-fi.
If you will.
Phonograph. If you please.
Hey, EBBB, Ashanoma. Ashando.
Tonight it was. Ha ba ba ba. I tell you, there's no limit to that heavenly language.
I'm telling you. Hey, Kevin said he had that one too. He had that stereo too. I think we all did.
Had that click when it changed over. Hi-Fi right. Track. I mean, A-Track. And some of them would mess up. We have to go out and replace it. Click up.
All right, let's get this music going, man.
It took us through, though.
It sure enough did, didn't it?
Going out of town, brought a few 8-tracks to take you through. Soundtrack Claudine. Add a little sugar. Honeysuckle ass. Oh, have I got any witnesses out there?
Oh, man. Oh, Kevin said he used to record his 8-tracks for the car on that bad boy.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Last year, good 5 hours.
What? Bring back the 8-track, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody. All right, Lene, this goes out to you, man. We can go all night with this. 201-692-2012 is the number. Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. And what's your email address over there, Don Corey?
DonCoreySings@AOL.com. That's DonCoreySings@AOL.com. Tune in when we come back. We're going to talk about that brand new Frigidaire.
Frigidaire.
Lord done went out, got you a brand new Frigidaire.
Reggie Reg from London has sent me an email. He says, "What's up, Kev?" And he says, "JP's not in yet." Nah. Reggie. I think JP overslept. That. I know, it's a wrap.
If he shows up, I'll be greatly surprised. What's up, Reggie Reg?
Oh, Reggie said he sent you an email, man.
Okay.
He said he's going to go check him out right now. Lorraine says, wow, the things we remember. That's right, Lorraine.
I'm telling you.
That is right. Absolutely, absolutely. I know we spoke about this before. Remember back in the day, you know, when your mama was cooking, when your grandma was cooking, they had that pot of bacon grease and chicken grease and that aluminum.
And the fish grease.
And the fish grease, right.
Keep that separate.
You had to keep that separate. You couldn't mix the two, right?
No.
Oh, man.
And you knew the fish grease because it had those cornmeal
parts. Cornmeal parts.
Because back in the day, we used cornmeal. You know.
Yo, Don. Did your mom have, I think everyone had this, you know, the spoon and the fork that was crossed over like that?
For the tossed salad?
With the tossed salad on the wall.
Yes.
You had one of those too?
Oh, please.
Man, I think we all did, man.
Yeah. We had all kinds of stuff to go on the wall.
Yeah.
The ballerina and the male and the female. Next to each other, they was either painted bronze or black. How about the dog in the back seat?
Right.
The bulldog and the neck just bouncing. That was it.
That was it, man.
The car was macked up.
What?
Big old fur thing to go around the steering wheel. The two big old dice hanging off the side of the rearview mirror. I tell you, the stuff we went through.
We did.
Chilling. Digging the scene for the gangster lean. Ooh.
All right. Oh, man.
Diamond in the back. Sunroof. Yes, us saints. We haven't always been on this mountain.
All right, y'all. We're going to take this call. We'll be right back with you. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU. 89.1 FM. Oh, that felt good. Thank you, Don Corey. Lene, this goes out to you, girl. I know you're waiting for your song. This goes out to you right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Oh,
I believe he can. So what I choose to believe can always work out fine. It's all in my mind. I'll think of his grace and imagine his life. Imagine his life and learn how to love him. Believe in him, we believe me is believing right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wanna live, wanna learn, wanna love you, Lord. So make me a believer.
89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nations. It's 3:43 in the morning. That was Kirk Whalum coming to you from the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3, Make Me a Believer.
Yes.
Going out to Sister Lene Battle, who's tuned in and really enjoying that cut.
Yeah.
Featuring Kevin Whalum and Layla Hathaway on vocals. Catch that on the Gospel
Wonderful.
According to Jazz, Chapter 3, CD and DVD.
Yes.
It truly will bless you.
Truly.
For
on
real.
Tonight.
On tonight.
On this morning.
201-692-2012. When is Bobby Jones doing his retreat in Miami or thereabouts?
It's in May.
Florida. I know he's going to be in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
But it's usually May,
right?
Yeah. He may be doing a week here and a week there somewhere.
Okay.
But it's only like a couple of days anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't have the... I'll try to pull up the email.
Got to try and make my way on back over there to
yeah,
check that
out. Been a minute.
Been a minute, man. I got to get back to Miami. But I am heading back to Bermuda in July. I just got a confirmation. I want to give a shout out to Jasmine Keynes listening in from Bermuda.
You better tell him you needed a singer to go with you.
Well, she's getting married on July 3rd.
I do weddings.
You do weddings too? She's doing that on the boat, and I'm heading out there on the 2nd. I'll be out there to the 5th, so I'm looking to see y'all again.
2nd of
July 2nd through July 5th,
yeah.
So I'm going to be hanging out with my peeps.
Perfect time of year.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's going to be a little hot. Try to get my tan on, you know.
Oh, yeah. Protection.
Yeah. I know. SPF 30. I'm good to go. All right. 201-692-2012. Kevin says he can do the driving.
Yeah. I know that's right.
All right. Thanks, Kev. See, I had something lined up. Forgot what I had lined up for y'all. What was I going to play, Don Corey? No, Mel Holder. That's what I had queued up. I was showing the CD cover to the TV camera there for those who are watching us online at Gospel Jazz Nations TV. This is Mel Holder from the Music Book Volume 1, the song entitled When Your Spirit Fills the Room, right here on Gospel Jazz Nations.
When Your Spirit
Fills the Room, right here on Gospel Jazz Nations, WFDU 89.1. And you know how we do.
Yes.
Yes.
FM.
When your spirit fills the room, there's a change in the atmosphere. When your spirit fills the room, dark clouds disappear. When your spirit fills the room, I will lift my voice in praise. When your spirit fills the room, when your spirit fills the room, there is healing. Salvation by your grace. When your spirit fills the room, I will lift my hand in praise. When your spirit fills the room,
heard some news from a friend of mine, struggling with the woes of life, just broken down as rain kept steady pouring. We questioned and we philosophized, but the only truth that we surmised is rain will fall so the rose will keep on growing. Sometimes it's hard to understand how fate can deal with such a heavy hand. Yeah. But in the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, all you need is the comfort of a friend. And in the end, you won't break cause you're learning how to bend. And the hand of God will guide you always in the end. Now I know a woman so abused by the hands and words her husband used, till the day would come when she could take no more. With two little girls she was left to feed, she taught them strength, self-esteem. Now she's an inspiration to everyone she meets. Yeah. I know that life has a funny way of bringing out the best by bringing all the pain. But in the end, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, every answer is written on the wind. And in the end, looking back, you can finally understand. He was always there beside you. You'll see. Cause I know the fight when you struggle every morning, just to face that world one more day. And you're holding on to life while a northern wind is blowing, just believe your help is on the way. Yes. Oh, 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 in the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, you're gonna get there no matter where you've been. Cause in the end, well, the one truth is love will always win. And the hand of God will guide you. Just believe and let him in. Cause in the end, well, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, well, every answer's written on the wind. And in the end, just look back and I swear you'll understand. He was always there beside you. Heard some news from a friend of mine.
Yeah, every question. My heart, you heal. You're so real.
I can live without.